Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the 30th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled, Today, Tomorrow, and the Following Day, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, Go away, leave this area because Herod wants to kill you. He replied, Go and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out demons and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day, for it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearn to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned, but I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Today, tomorrow, and the following day. Hasn't it always been said that Jesus participated in everything with us except sin? What about feeling frustration? Yes, quote, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearn to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were unwilling. Close quote. What about irony? Yes, as in, quote, it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Close quote. And what about answering truth to power? Yes, quote, go and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out demons and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose, close quote. What was Jerusalem to Jesus? Jerusalem was the people he had come to save, the people who accepted what he gave them. Healing, food, love, words of salvation, yet they turned on him to take a more popular route. What is Jerusalem to us? And what does this scripture reading say to us? In a very real sense, Jerusalem means all of us in all times and places. Those of us who both accept and reject the good that the Father gives us. Yes, we count on Christ's love for us, regardless of the times when we fall short of the way he wants us to live our lives. But don't we always recognize in Christ's words not only his determination to do the Father's will, but what he wishes for us, what he urges us to mirror? We probably don't cast out demons, and most of us don't perform healings. But aren't we commanded to follow, as Jesus did, our God-centered purpose, despite the actions of that fox, who seems to thrive in our 21st century? That fox, who, instead of trying to kill us, as Herod sought to do to Jesus, seeks to impose his power over us, to own our days and nights with his weapons of injustice, and financial punishments of our poor, of indictments of our innocent, of deportations of our non-white neighbors. This scripture passage encourages us to continue on our way, as Jesus did, to do what we must do today, tomorrow, and the following day. And are these 3 days a reference to the completion of Jesus' life on earth? The time about which, as Jesus says, I accomplish my purpose. As the scripture hints, our purpose, the meaning of our time, will be revealed when we finally pass through the door that we call death, which opens on the final Easter, when the Father reveals to us the real Jerusalem. When today, tomorrow, and on the following day, we can say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."